Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome. Welcome. This is episode 64 of the Your Do-Over podcast. And this is Matt, the Do-Over Guy Terrio, broadcasting live from Cabo San Lucas. And I am so glad that you're here. And Happy New Year to you, by the way. I mean, I'm here on vacation and celebrating and ringing in the new year, the 2013. And, you know, I want to share that with you. So I just can't think really of what better place to be right now than to be here together. And when we're bringing in a brand new year, I mean, this is the place where I show people how to do over, how to make this new year better than your last year, and how to make this brand new year more fulfilling and more enriching and more profitable. I mean, if you had an awesome 2012, congrats to you. I know a lot of people did, and I know how it feels. I can relate because my 2012 totally rocked. I'm so blessed. I mean, God gave me so much more than I needed, and I was really had the ability this year to share myself freely and share my blessings with so many people. I'm very, very grateful. And you know, even though 2012 was fantastic, I'm not stopping here. I've got bigger goals for 2013. And hopefully you do too. I mean, if you're in my shoes, you are in the perfect place right now. And you know, if you're not in my shoes, if your 2012, it failed to meet your expectations, you're in the perfect place right now also. And if you happen to be dealing with, say, the exact same issues that you were dealing with this time last year, or even if right now is worse than it was at the beginning of last year, you too are in the perfect place right now. I'm really glad that you're here, and I want you to stick around. I've got a great show for you today, one designed to specifically kick off the new year right, regardless of where you are right now. Good? Deal? Cool? All right. So it'd probably be a good idea to grab some white paper and blue ink. You know, that's my preference. If you don't have white paper and blue ink, no worries. Grab whatever is handy so you can take some notes. You're going to want to take a lot of notes today. And I'm going to take you through an exercise that ideally will empower you to influence yourself. It's going to empower you to influence yourself to change whatever it is in your life right now that is failing to meet your expectations. Whatever is in your life right now that's causing you grief or causing you concern or worry, or as I can simply put it, the simplest way that I can put it is the ability to influence yourself to change whatever in life is not working for you or not working as well as you'd like it to. Cool? All right. So let's see. You can perform this exercise, that we're going to go through. You can perform this with anything in your life that isn't working for you. But for the sake of this exercise and this time that we've got together, let's just pick one thing. Pick one thing out of your life, and it's your job. I mean, for example, it's I hate my job, right? It no longer works for me. Maybe that's your situation. Or my pants are too tight. Being overweight no longer works for me. Maybe that's your situation. Or I'm lonely, you know, single, being single no longer works for me. I'm not down with the dating life no more. I'm looking for a real companion now, a committed relationship. Or I'm broke. And living paycheck to paycheck, that no longer works for me. Whatever it is for you, you get to choose, okay? That's why this show is called Your Do-Over. Got it? Because it's all about you and what you are up to. Now, if you need a minute to figure out what you want to change, what you want to work on, go ahead and pause this show until you figure it out, okay? If you've got it and you know what you want to change right now, let's go ahead, let's move forward, let's get started. So step one, let's cut to the chase. Step one. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you still listening to this podcast right now? I mean, right this very second, why are you listening to my voice right now? What is it that you want to change? What is it that you are hoping to get changed here? What is it that you want to change? That's the answer. Or excuse me, that's the question. I want you to go ahead and write your answer down. Pause the show if you need some time. And, you know, instead of me suggesting you pause the show after each question, just know that you have my full permission to pause this. You actually have my permission and my recommendation to pause this anytime that you want, anytime that you need some time, and as long as you want to write your answers down. I'm not going anywhere. If you push play, I'll be right back here and picking up right where we left off. Okay? There's no need to rush this. So take your time and write down your answers completely. And question number one is, what is it that you want to change? All right, step two. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not ready at all, and 10 meaning totally ready, how ready are you to change this? How ready are you to change this? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not ready at all, I'm not really even ready to do this yet, or 10, hey, it's overdue, I am totally ready. So that's question number two. How ready are you to change this? Answer that question now. Okay, step three, question number three. I want you to write down every answer, okay? I want you to write down every answer that comes to your mind to this question. As many answers as you possibly can. Why didn't you pick a lower number on that scale of 1 to 10? Why didn't you pick a lower number on that scale of 1 to 10? So, your answer to question number two was a 7. Why didn't you pick a 6? Why didn't you pick a 5? Why didn't you pick a 2? What was your reasons for that? And if you have to pause, go ahead and pause. This might have to sink in for a second. You picked a number. Maybe you picked a 1, maybe you picked a 5, maybe you picked a 10. Why didn't you pick a lower number? Okay, question number four, step four. Again, I want you to write down every single answer that comes to your mind. Every single answer that comes to mind. As many answers as you can possibly come up with for this question. Imagine that you have changed. What would the positive outcomes be? What would the positive outcomes be from that change? Imagine that you've changed. What are you experiencing right now? What positive things in your life are you experiencing right now, now that you have changed? Go ahead and write down as many answers that come to your mind to that question. Okay, step five, question number five. And one more time, I want you to write down every answer that comes to mind. There's not a single one answer. You're gonna have multiple answers. And I want you to come up with as many answers as you possibly can to this question. Of all of those positive outcomes, why are those outcomes important to you? Why are those outcomes important to you? Go ahead and write the answers to that question. Why are those outcomes important to you? Pause the tape if you have to, or pause the recording if you have to. Pause my voice if you have to. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, step six. Question number six. What's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next piece of action that you can take? And you know what? I don't know. The answer, I don't know. That's not an answer. That's the only answer you're not allowed to give. Okay? I don't know is not allowed. We don't play that here. You know that by now. But if that is truly your answer, and you really just don't know, and you asked yourself the follow-up question, if I did know, what would it be? And you still didn't come up with anything. If that truly is your answer, and you're going to give up that easy, then I have a suggestion for you. Here's my suggestion. And this piggybacks off of last episode. If you want to 2013 to be the year where this is no longer an issue for you, whatever you're up to changing, if this is to make 2013 where this is no longer an issue for you, if you want new results, it's going to require a new type of thinking. And I think it's safe to say you don't have that type of thinking right now. If you did, this probably wouldn't be something you were seeking to change, right? Right. And I don't know, probably wouldn't have been your answer. So here's my suggestion or suggestions. And perhaps to maybe give you a little bit of comfort or confidence in what I'm going to suggest, I just want you to know this is exactly what I did for this new year. I just don't stand up here and preach. I practice it too. As I'm sitting here and I'm coaching you, I'm coaching myself as well. I would never recommend to do anything that I haven't done myself. So this is exactly what I did this year. I want you to identify somebody. Identify somebody, whether you know them or not, doesn't matter right now. Just identify somebody that has changed for themselves what you are trying to change for you. Just identify somebody. You don't have to know them. They don't have to be within reach. You don't need to think about that right now. I just want you to identify somebody that has changed for themselves what you are trying to change for you. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a coworker. It could be a friend of a friend. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone that you know on Facebook or someone that you saw send a tweet out or on Twitter or something like that. It could be anybody. I just need you to identify that person. You see, what this is leading to is we'll work on how we're going to meet them later. We're not worried about that right now. But we ask, what's the next step? The next step is to identify somebody that has changed for themselves what you are trying to change for you. Yes. Find a mentor. Find a coach. Find someone, identify someone to either model and or go to for advice. Preferably both, but one of those is better than neither. So either you're going to model them or you're going to seek them out for advice or both. Preferably both. And when you find them, when you identify them, I want you to find a way to get in front of them, to connect with them. To take that piece of paper that sits in front of you right now, where you wrote down all of your answers, I want you to take that piece of paper and I want you to share it with them. I want you to share it with them authentically and genuinely. And I want you to ask them question number six for you. What's next? What's the next step? But I don't know anybody that's changed what I want to change. But I don't know where to find someone that has changed what I want to change. But I don't know how. But what if they won't help me? What if they won't talk to me? That sounds too hard. See, if any of that is going through your head right now, that's that old thinking. That's that old thinking that has you in the situation that you're in right now. And that's what we got to get rid of. And that type of thinking is, it's just not going to get you where you want to be. It will not. The thinking that got you here will not get you where you want to go. It's going to take new thinking. So don't give up so fast. I mean, we're not even done with this show yet. And you're already squirming. I can feel it. I can see it. I can hear it. So stop it. Okay? Don't give up so fast. I promise you miracles. You just stick with me. You're going to get miracles out of this exercise. And if you're already feeling this is a bunch of crap and it won't work and you've heard it before, all right, fair enough. You've heard it before. Very good. So go ahead and That piece of paper that you're looking at, there that you just wrote all your answers down, look at your answers right now. Look at your answers right now. The answers you just wrote down, specifically the answers you wrote down to questions number 3, 4, and 5. Questions number 3, 4, and 5, those answers. Look at those answers right now. Read them again. Now, imagine that if you don't suck it up and find a mentor, a model, or a coach, what will the negative outcomes be if you don't find a mentor? What is likely to happen? What are the negative outcomes going to be? You know, if the positive outcomes aren't enough to cause you to take action, if the pleasure of those outcomes aren't enough to cause you to take the next step in finding a mentor, then you've got to pull out the big guns. This is your life we're talking about. You got to pull out the heavy artillery and you got to use the negative outcomes as your leverage, as your influencer. Imagine the pain. Imagine the pain that's certain for you if you don't take the next step in finding a mentor. What's going to happen if you don't take that step? As you already know, nobody's going to change it for you. It's up to you. No one is going to change it for you. And that first step is finding a mentor. And it's totally okay. It's totally okay if you don't have an answer right this very moment, if you don't know who that person is yet. I just don't want you to quit just because you don't know. Okay? No worries. I mean, it took me an entire year to find my current mentor. An entire year. All of 2012, I went through that whole year without a mentor. All of 2012 to find this person. But I finally did. And I did because I lifted up every rock, I looked behind every bush and around every corner, and I asked for directions from total strangers several times before I actually found the person. But I did finally find them. And I'm meeting with them for the first time at the end of this month. And I gotta tell you, I'm totally pumped about it. And I want you to feel this way too. I mean, I'm so pumped because I know what the right mentor, one that you resonate with, one that has already walked the path that I want to walk, a mentor that has already walked the path that you want to walk. I know what that type of mentor, not can, but I know what that type of mentor will have on my 2013. No question about it. I know the impact they will have on my 2013. And I've got big plans for 2013. And I'm so pumped because I already know my plans are my reality waiting to happen. They're not dreams. They're not hopes. They are plans. And we're just ready. I'm just waiting to manifest them into something tangible. And they're waiting for me. They're waiting for me. All I have to do is follow the steps that my mentor walked to get where he is. Because if you do perform the same actions in the same manner as the person that's already done it, you're going to get the same results. And you know what? If I hadn't found him just this past month, I mean, that's how recently this has all occurred for me. If I hadn't found him, I'd still be looking. I'd still be looking. I'd still be looking because I know I have a choice. And here's my choice. I can go out there and pursue my goals all on my own, like I've been doing for quite a while. I can pursue them on my own and make all the mistakes and experience all the setbacks that accompany the pursuit of any worthwhile goal. And although 2012 was my best year in a long, long time, perhaps I haven't added up the numbers yet, but I think it might have been my best year ever, I still made a ton of mistakes. It could have been so much better had I had someone there guiding me. You're going to make those mistakes. You're going to experience all those setbacks. All of that stuff, it just accompanies the pursuit of anything worthwhile. So that's my one choice. I could choose to go it alone, or I could find a mentor and skip all of that madness and produce my results, achieve my goals in an absolute fraction of the time it would take me without a mentor, in a fraction of the time and with significantly greater ease. And then, you know what? Once I reach those goals, I get to set my eyes on the next goal. And if I didn't have the mentor, I'd still probably be working on the old goal. And all of that goes for you too. I'm not special. I just know the power of this. And I want you to have faith in this. I want you to trust it. And I don't want you to give up on it. I don't want you to forget about it. I don't want you to ignore it. I want you to suck it up. I want you to find a mentor. Find a mentor and put what's got you so concerned behind you once and for all. That's what a mentor can do for you. Because I don't know what it is that you're deciding on changing right now. That's personal. That's just for you. But I know for a lot of people, this isn't the first time that they've tried to change it. They've tried before to no avail. And by finding a mentor, the right mentor, it's so powerful. I want you to find the right mentor, and I want to put what's got you so worried and flustered that you can't seem to change on your own. I want you to put that behind you once and for all so you can move on to the next thing in life. You can keep progressing. You can keep moving forward. This entire experience with a mentor, the right environment, a mastermind group, I mean, much of everything that we discussed on the last episode, I mean, these past 2 years of where my success within my do-over has absolutely skyrocketed past the point where I wrote my book. I mean, I wrote my book, Do-Over, where I rose and I fell and I rose again. I've totally eclipsed where I was when I finished the book. And the experience with a mentor, it's causing me to rewrite it, to create a new edition. And it won't be an addition to replace the old edition, but more of an accompaniment to it. I mean, I'll be taking most of the contents from the current version and rewriting it into more of a step-by-step instruction manual. I mean, the current version reads kind of 50% autobiographical and 50% personal development. And there's nothing wrong with it. I love the book. I'm proud of it. I pretty much said everything I needed to say. But this new version, without losing any of the current version's message or lesson, is going to read more like a do-over blueprint, if you will. And once the reader has decided exactly what it is that they want to do over, before they do anything, the journey for their mentor must begin. It's going to be a big part of my book. I mean, once you've decided, before you even lay out the plan, you got to find a mentor, or at least start the journey of looking for one. It's a must. And after that search for a mentor has begun, you know the second step? It's either joining or creating a positive environment with like-minded, supportive people. That must be next. And those two things, they can constantly be evolving. They can constantly be changing. But that's got to be at the top of your list in the pursuit of your do-over. I mean, I look back on these past 2 years, and I'm here for two specific reasons. I am here for two specific reasons. First, I'm here because I surrounded myself and I associated with the right people in the right environment. I can look back and I can see that clearly because I made the right kind of friendships, the right kind of relationships. And second, I'm here because I took massive, systematic action within a predetermined plan. I created the environment, intentionally created the environment. I created a plan, and then I followed the plan. That's why 2012 was awesome. But I didn't have a mentor for the second half of the year, actually all of 2012. 2011, God bless my mentor, but I passed him right on up. Passed him right on up. But I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't have that mentor to catapult me into the 2012. That's just how important it is. And I feel like I might be beating this dead horse right now. But I don't want you to underestimate the message and how powerful this step is for you. So here's the three-step preview, the three-step trailer, if you will, for the book, for the new book, Do Over, the new edition. Step one, find a mentor. It's three steps. This is really simple. Step one, find a mentor. Step two, plan the work. Step three, work the plan. That's it. Find a mentor, plan the work, and work the plan. And for this, I'm playing all out. With this new edition of the book, I'm playing with the big boys this time around. And I'm taking it global. I mean, it's my intent to turn it into something that the world has never seen. And I don't know what that looks like yet. I have no idea what that looks like yet, but that's the intent. I want to create something huge this time. I wanted this to really impact the masses and make a difference. The type of difference that these principles have made in my life and have got me living in just almost a dream state at the moment. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm not saying that to impress you, but just rather to convey it works. It works. And I know a lot of you out there have been looking for something that just works, something that you can put your faith in, something you can put your trust in, something that's really simple, something that's really easy to follow. And that's what I've created for myself, because I had to create that for myself. I had to create that for myself because that's the way I think. And I know there's a lot of people out there that think just like me. So as I've created it for myself, I'm going to create it and give it to you. Okay? So that's the intent. Like I said, I don't know what it looks like, but it's going to be huge. And I can't get there in the time that I want to get there without a mentor and without an encouraging, supportive environment. So let's bring back to what's most important. And that would be you and what you want to change in 2013. Because you won't get there in the time that you want to get there without a mentor and without an encouraging, supportive environment. That's the message. That's the essence of today. So take those questions. Find someone that has changed in themselves that you're trying to change for you and what you're trying to change for yourself, and share those questions with them. And if you can't come up with an answer for number 6, ask them what's next. They'll give you the answer, and they're going to give you the one that worked for them. Got it? All right, that's it for today. God loves you, and boy, does he. And through him, all things are possible. He loves you, and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.